music from the late, great Greg Allman and Jackson Browne with Jackson's Song for Adam off of Greg's album Southern Blood here on 90.3 KNBA, where music matters. New music from Will Hogan there and the latest from the Wild Reeds as well. It is 8:27, coming up on 8:28. It is the Morning Line program on 90.3 KNBA, and joining us in the studio this morning is Joe Becker. Joe is the camp director, I call him camp counselor, camp director for the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp. Joe, good morning.
Yeah, well, it's good morning to you. Thanks. It's nice to be here. Camp counselor for the artist, camp director for the campers.
For the campers, okay. That makes sense. Therapist and such for the musicians there. So as every camp culminates, there's this groovy concert that happens. We got one coming up, right?
Yeah, it'd be a shame to have the caliber of artists we have teaching out at the camp not do a show for the folks in Anchorage. So tomorrow evening at what's now Route 33, this is the 15th year of the camp. So, you know, it started out as the Fly By Night Club, and then it became the Tap Route, and now it's Route 33. Same location, though. Tomorrow evening we've got 8 artists performing a show. So people should certainly come out and hear these artists, since they can hear 8 people at once.
Okay, and by the way, if you want to see what Joe looks like, if you've never seen him, Frank Chitlick is doing the streaming live on Facebook at 90.3 KNBA.
So I wouldn't encourage people to do that.
Yeah, what we all really look like this time in the morning. Yeah, it's probably not. Yeah, Frank, turn that damn thing off. Okay.
Those with morbid curiosity, I suppose.
I hear other laughter in the background. Who'd you bring in?
Well, this is the 15th year we've done the camp, and we have the luxury this year of having 2 singer-songwriters, so we can go a little bit more in depth, both in voice courses as well as songwriting courses. So I brought with me today Kim Ritchie from Nashville and Betty Sue from Austin, Texas,
and both alumni of, I guess if you're going to say both, it would be alumnus.
Yeah,
1 alumnus, 2 alumni, both returning to Morning Line on 90.3 KMBA. It's like double mint gum, double your pleasure, double your fun. So Kim and Betty Sue. So we've yacked plenty on the program before. So how about we just do some music? Who wants to start?
Sure.
Betty Sue.
Was true love left you wanting more? A girl sits alone on her living room floor. Boy turns away before he knocks on her door. And the neighbors don't ask what he's there for. We'd leave this town, but there's nowhere to run. Things you used to love don't bring. Home 100 different ways of being alone. Ooh, 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 ooh. Thank you. your girl on his arm. That careless thing you said caused so much harm. Nothing's the same as where you come from. Still at feed you're walking to ain't such a different drum. Tried to be a new voice, your song ain't your own. Trying to make a mark, but you're still unknown. Tried to take a chance, now that bird has flown. Left nothing here for you but rag and bone and 100 different ways of being.
Morning Line on 90.3 KNBA, and we've got Betty Sue with a little ooh-ooh harmony from Kim Ritchie here in the studio for a Tuesday morning. The Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp Instructors Concert tomorrow at Route 33. Well, thank you both for coming back. And are you both teaching songwriting or doing other things at the camp? Cooking, making s'mores.
Well, we have lanyards, and no, we're not making lanyards. I'm teaching songwriting, and you're teaching.
I'm teaching voice and harmony.
Wow.
Yeah.
We picked the right people for it.
Thank you.
It's 8:34. Let's go ahead and get one from Kim, and I want to get you a little bit closer to your microphone.
Okay. Maybe I'll scoot up a little bit. Is that better?
I mean, we can talk if you want, but
it's too
early. Let's have some music first. Yeah.
All right, let's see.
You come to my house in the middle of the night. Are you looking for love? Are you looking to fight? I should know better, but I'm not that smart. Are you always gonna be a thorn in my heart? Thorn in my heart, thorn in my heart. Are you always gonna be a thorn in my heart? Thorn in my heart, thorn in my heart. Are you always gonna be a thorn in my heart? Thorn in my heart, thorn in my heart, thorn in my heart.
Kim Ritchie along with Betty Sue on 90.3 KNBA. That's beautiful. Thanks. You very much. It's 8:38, and it is the Morning Line program. So let's talk about instruction, shall we? Can we talk about instruction?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So I don't know any sort of an art, and you've got all sorts of art together. You got musical instrumentation, you got voice, you got songwriting, which is somewhere between prose and poetry, but set to music. And I have no idea how it would be to teach somebody. I mean, if Bob Dylan's just sitting there and it comes to him, you've got a lot of nerve to see you are my friend. So how do you teach somebody to write this?
Yeah, there is a lot of that, like, you know, just a spark and a way of thinking that some people have, you know, that you can't teach really, but you can teach like form and things to get, you know, so it's not free to people. You know, when you hear a song, it's like, how in the world do you go about writing a song? And what like Betty Sue teaches songwriting too, and I think we try to just give people the tools to kind of get started and see what it's like to write a song. We do exercises and things like that, like writing exercises. One of the things that sometimes you sit down and you just go, oh, I have to write a song, and then everything just kind of clamps up, you know. And so we try to do writing things to where you're not thinking so hard. Maybe, you know, you don't have to try to rhyme right off the bat, you know, different stuff like that, just to get you going.
You'll see artists involved in these write 30 songs in 30 days things. I have no idea how that can be done. So you,
me neither.
I'm sure
there are 30 great songs as well. Yeah.
you offer the toolbox and basically set it up within the context of a framework or a template or something or samples of those.
Well, like one of the exercises that you can do is, like, you know, to make it easier for people is to take a song that everybody knows a melody to, and you can write different words, put your own words to that. So that teaches you about the syllable, you know, and the rhythm and where stuff has to fit. And then after you've written different words to a song that everybody knows, it can be a really simple song, then you can write different music to those words, and then you've got a whole different song.
Deconstructionism.
Took from a, you know, template of a song. It can be a really simple song, like, you know, you are my son. It can be something like that. And then once you have that song, then you can say, well, let's play it in 3/4 time, like a waltz, or let's play it, you know, do the chord progression, like instead of C, G, F, go C, C, G, G, F, F, you know, just all kinds of stuff to see the possibilities from one little song.
And you get into more intricate, I mean, a couple of things that always turn my crank in music is a tempo or a time signature or a key change right smack in the middle of a song, when you all of a sudden it does go from like 4/4 to 3/4 time, like I'm thinking of like a Beatles song, some of them that do that. How do you teach? Is there something instinctual that folks have to have in order to hear that in their head and concretize it?
Well, there is instinctual stuff. I mean, you know, it's just that creative spark that some people have, and a different way of looking at, you know, looking at the world. I mean, I have friends that are kind of probably part crazy, but it works well in their favor, you know, creative, you know, the creative way that they look at things. So, you know, that, like I said, we can just help them with the tools, and then it's up to them, you know, how they go about writing the songs and everything.
Have either of you ever had a student, a songwriting student, write a hit song?
Well, I don't know so much about that. Like,
yeah, I mean, now it's so rare for people to even write a hit song.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What's a hit song?
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Exactly.
There was a fellow the last time I was here teaching, and he had never written a song before. Like, he was like, well, how do you know what the chorus is? And I'm thinking, whoa, we're starting from, you know, we're starting from the ground up. And you know, and he wrote a song. I gave him some, I can't, criteria within which to work in. He wrote this song, and it was so heartfelt, and it was such a good song that then I teared up in class, and then the whole class is like kind of weepy. So you know, rather than hit song, it's like, man, that's the best thing that could ever happen in a songwriting class.
Do you need to have a musical background? I mean, can you just walk in? You've never played a musical instrument. Can you learn how to write a song?
You talk.
Well, sure. I think you think about little kids. They walk around writing songs all the time. You know, and part of it is that they're not so embarrassed, like they're not so afraid of making a fool of themselves. And I think a lot of songwriting class is keeping people so like busy and on their toes and trying the next thing that self-conscious editor just takes a break for a little bit, you know, without them even realizing.
Part of your job is removing the filters.
Exactly. And exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, just keep moving until suddenly they've, you know, let go of some of that fear and are putting stuff out there.
So you're actually doing the counselor part too, breaking down those inhibitions and things. Hey, I got a question about harmony too, Betty Sue. So there's this story that the Grateful Dead never had any great harmony until Jerry Garcia played pedal steel on Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young album, and he did that. In return, he said they had to teach the Dead to sing harmony.
Really?
And it was right after that the Beautiful Harmonies on American Beauty.
I love that record.
Came out. But yeah, that was because of Jerry played pedal steel with on Teach Your Children, right?
Oh, so, wow.
But how in the heck do you teach harmony?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, it's such a, like anything in life, there are some people to whom it comes really naturally and hardly have to be taught anything about it, you know, and then there's the rest of the world that usually has to be taught how to sit on a bicycle or how to hold a
guitar or how to sit at a piano
or anything else, you know, and so I go about it in a pretty technical way. I mean, I kind of pick apart what are all the notes in a chord and showing people what the choices are, you know, on each note of a song. We'll take a really simple song like Row, Row, Row Your Boat or, you know, When the Saints Go Marching In or something, and we'll just go word by word, note by note, and figure out what all the choices are on each note. And then once people see, like, when you strip it down to the single note elements like that, I think it becomes a little less scary, you know. And then you're just teaching somebody, like, okay, this is like an alternate melody to the song that you're singing at the same time. And I don't know, people seem to pick it up.
You know, it's sort of a little epiphany for me. I never thought of it like that, as in a chord. Let's play a C chord and you sing this note, this note, this note, this note. It's just like playing a chord on a guitar. Wow.
Exactly. So, you know, as long as you know what the arrangement or the chord kind of structure of the song is, then all your choices are already laid out there for you.
Oh, okay. So if you look at your fingers on the guitar, see where your hands are on the chord, then you sing this, you sing this. Okay.
Exactly.
Groovy. I got it. I can do it now.
You teach it next
year. Yeah, right, yeah. 8:46, it's Morning Line on KMBA. We are joined in the studio by Kim Ritchie and Betty Sue, both, of course, who have been teaching at the Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp once again this year and are performing at Route 33 along with a bunch of other great performers tomorrow night. Who wants to do one next? Let's do another song.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, I'll do that.
Last night I saw you. I saw you smile and she smiled too. She smiled at me, she smiled at you, and she said something soft. Her hands locked on the crook of your arm. She looked back at me, but you never stopped walking, and I called your number, I called your number all night. But you were in the arms of another love.
always wanted the wrong things. I always hungered for the wrong things. The greenest peach, the palest cherry. I always treasured the wrong things. I always trusted the wrong things. A tired rope swing from a crooked tree. And I called your number. I called your number.
Do you guys stay all day?
Oh, that's so sweet.
No. Big Our boss man. Said no, I know.
The camp counselor says no. It's Betty Sue with Kim Ritchie on that one. And that's beautiful. It's 10 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock, and it is Morning Line on KMBA. Hi, Melinda. Hi, April. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Thea. All the nice people checking in and liking Kim and Betty Sue on Facebook here.
We kind of go by Biggie and Smalley.
Biggie and Smalley, okay. Yeah.
That's our stage
That's our band name, yeah.
Okay, I like that. And so the concert type, by the way, is at Route 33 tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at eventbrite.com. That's Eventbrite, not B-R-I-G-H-T, but Event, B-R-I-T-E.com. Or yeah, the door, 15th Annual Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp Instructor Concert. This is so, because so many artists will come in and say, you know, I don't sing before 9 p.m., I'm sorry. And you guys are actually singing a whole lot more than I usually require people to do in the morning. So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for having us.
Let's,
yeah.
Kim, can you cut one in there?
I'm trying to think, like, what would be a good song to sing before 9 o'clock in the morning? I just finished a record that'll be out in March.
Yay.
So maybe play a new song from that record.
Fabulous.
About that. This is a song I wrote with my friend Jenny Queen, who lives down in Australia. And I grew up in Ohio, and she grew up in Ohio as well. And we were talking about, she has a brother who works on a barge on the Ohio River, and I thought it would be an interesting perspective to write a song from, you know, someone who was working on the river. So that's where this came from.
Let me down easy. I've been on this run too long. If I don't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Follow the guidelines. Tonight the boys and me make tow. We're pulling all these shadows up and down the Ohio. River gives and then she takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. Well, 28 days on from here, the towns all look the same. 28 days, the muddy water gets into your veins. The river gives and then she takes it all away.
working man, he has no say. And shotgun shacks like broken smiles. Willows weep for all the miles. All the miles of sweat and tears washed up on the banks round here. Ooh. Ooh. The river gives and then she takes it all away. Working man, he has no say. Let me down easy. I've been on this run too long. If I don't read your letter, you can't make me your dear John. Your dear John.
Kim Ritchie live on in the studio on 90.3 KNBA. So that's from the new album.
Yeah.
Coming out in March.
Coming out in March. It's going to be called Edgeland.
Okay.
That's the name of the record on the Yep Rock Dudes.
Okay. Excellent. So have you already been in the studio starting work on it, or is that
done? It's all finished, yeah.
Okay. But now it takes 6 months to get the artwork together and the A&R
people.
It takes a long time
for it all to come together.
Where did you record it?
In Nashville with Brad Jones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good about it. I'm stoked. We should get an advanced copy from Yep Rock. They're usually pretty good about that.
Yeah. I'll make sure that you guys get one. Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Great. Betty Sue, what kind of projects you got going on? Anything?
Yeah. Well, I've been finishing up a record that I started a couple years ago, actually, with a friend of mine, John Sanchez, in Austin. And we imagined a handful of David Bowie songs and David Byrne songs. And then...
ambitious.
Yeah, and it's been really, really fun. And we started it, a couple years ago. And then both of us just got really busy and touring and... he plays guitar with a bunch of people, so he was gone and I was gone. But we've just kind of got back to it and we're just about done, so it'll be mixed up and probably out early next year. And then I also have a new duo project with a friend of mine in L.A. named Gandalf Hennig, and we've formed this little band called The Lost Coast, and it's all these new songs we've written that are real kind of early California rock country kind of songs, you know, like in the vein of Graham Parsons and Merle and Fleetwood Mac and that kind of feel. And
that sounds cool.
So we're just about done with that record too. So
that's right up my alley.
Yeah,
I'm ready for that one. Well, super cool. And are you gonna? It should people that I shouldn't give it away. This is probably a bad question, but it's my show.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
The heck. Are you going to do any David Bowie or David Byrne at the concert tomorrow night?
You know, I hadn't planned on it, but I could try. You know, the way we recorded them, we just have like layers upon layers upon layers, and you know, trumpets and all kinds of crazy stuff and wacko synthesizer stuff.
Wow.
That and I layered on. So it's kind of hard to do solo and communicate what, you know, how we re-envisioned the songs, but eventually, okay, when I can afford my band of 14 people.
Yeah.
Well, we're just about out of time here, and again, my just sincerest thanks to both of you for for coming in and being and singing so beautifully and being in such good sports coming in this early in the morning and letting yourself be dragged. We got to go see that little disc jockey again.
Oh, pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You're so welcome. Acoustic Alaska Guitar Camp Instructors Concert tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Route 33. You get Al Pettaway, Mike Compton, Steve Kaufman, Richard Gilowitz. Am I saying that right, Joe? No, okay. Gerald Jones, Doug Cox, and of course, Betty Sue and Kim Ritchie. Thank you both so very much for joining us today on Morning Line.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. And that is it for the program. Coming up next, National Native News, followed by Native America Calling. And till tomorrow, have yourself a great day. Be safe and hug the kids.
KMBA programming is supported by Art Services North, producing nonprofit special events, weddings, and corporate presentations in Alaska for over 35 years. Learn more at artservicesnorth.com.
Come to know the true North at the Anchorage Museum as we unveil a new wing and new galleries. Come see how the Anchorage Museum has expanded with nearly 25,000 square feet of art-filled public space, new history galleries, a new atrium, and more. Join us on Grand Opening Weekend, September 15th through 17th, for live music and family activities. More art on view, more history in context, the Anchorage Museum is more than you think. Visit anchoragemuseum.org for more info.
Yalida.
Doyinta.
Jamai. Goyana ni chuganilut.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.